So the government, the Prime Minister, was keen to have all the focus on the announcement of the fast-tracking of that $3.2 billion package to small and medium-sized businesses. But to that really promise was overshadowed by the leak from the Ruddock Review of Religious Freedoms this week. Alice Workman is political editor for BuzzFeed News. She's our regular Friday political commentator. Hello, Alice.
Morning, Fran.
So it's hard to get clarity around the whole issue about the Ruddock Review because the report hasn't been released, as we were just discussing. But after a lot of outcry about discrimination against gay students this week, the Prime Minister finally said this on Sky last night.
Don't think if someone's at a school they should be kicked out because they have a different sexuality to what might be believed to be the appropriate thing by a particular religious group.
But wasn't that the line that you should have said immediately yesterday? You asked exactly that.
I'll happily take the criticism.
So he doesn't think kids should be kicked out. Do you think that means that the Prime Minister is in favour of scrapping the current exemptions in state and federal law that currently allow some schools to do exactly that?
Well, Fran, everything's as clear as mud one week on from us talking about this last Friday, lamenting that we hadn't seen this report that was given to the government in May. And we've had two leaks this week. The first leak to the Fairfax Papers, which said that the review recommended legislating discrimination against gay students and teachers, but then a second leak saying, oh no, actually that's already within the Sex Discrimination Act. This wants to instead tighten the existing laws. Fast forward, and we hear what the PM said last night, where he says he should have expressed in the first place that he's not comfortable with kids being kicked out of schools, but that hasn't changed the fact that there are people within the Liberal Party and the PM himself saying that maybe we need some kind of new Religious Discrimination Act. So we don't really know anything. What we need, in fact, is to see the report, but it's obviously clear here that the government doesn't intend to release it before the Wentworth by-election.
Well, speaking of the Wentworth by-election, in a video posted on social media yesterday, Malcolm Turnbull's son, Alex, was urging voters not to support the Liberal Party in the Wentworth by-election.
We're going to have an election in 12 months anyway. So if you want to send a signal as to which way the Liberal Party is going and your displeasure with where it is going, then this is your opportunity. Don't vote for the Liberal Party in the Wentworth by-election. If you want to pull the Liberal Party back from the brink, it's the one clear signal you can send. Consider an intervention for Australia, for the party, and for Wentworth. This time, don't give the Liberals your vote.
That's Alex Turnbull, the son of Malcolm Turnbull, who, of course, the member for Wentworth for so many years. Now, the Prime Minister says, well, children are allowed to have their own views, but he notes that Alex's father, Malcolm, doesn't agree with his son.
Mm.
Do we know that?
Well, we know that Malcolm Turnbull backed Dave Sharma as his chosen candidate. The Prime Minister, in the pre-selection battle. The Prime Minister, of course, backed someone else, but Malcolm Turnbull put in some calls and made sure that his candidate got up in the end. But this isn't the first time we've heard Alex Turnbull come out and support the Labor candidate, Tim Murray. He did it at the start of the campaign as well. But I think it is interesting. We've seen children of Liberal ministers and Liberal politicians come out in the past against their parents. Tony Abbott's daughters came out in favour of same-sex marriage. Philip Ruddock, when he was immigration minister. It's not a new phenomenon, but it is interesting given the IPCC report you've been talking about all week. Alex Turnbull doesn't actually live in Australia. He lives in Singapore, but he did say that as an investor in energy, I've seen there's no way that coal can have it. Can be the complete answer to everything anymore. Renewables are too cheap, firming costs are reasonable, and there's no trade-off anymore between covering power bills and reducing emissions. So he's come out with this really strong renewable line, which I think will resonate with people in Wentworth.
Well, it's only 1 week away now, the Wentworth by-election, so I imagine the things are going to hot up politically around this. And next week we are hoping to finally speak with the Liberal candidate, Dave Sharma. We have been inviting him onto the program, and we will see how that goes. Alice, just finally, discussion swirling around suddenly about who's going to be the next Governor-General when Peter Cosgrove steps down in March. The federal Liberal MP, Julian Lisa, raised the possibility of Prince Harry.
And now there's Prince William.
Or Prince William. But now there's also talk not of a prince but of a Sir going to Yarralumla.
That's right. Angus Houston. That's right. He was knighted by Tony Abbott in 2015. Of course, former chief of the Defence Force who retired in 2011, was described in her retirement speech for him by Julie Gillard as every woman is a little bit in love with Angus. Angus Houston is so completely an officer and so completely a gentleman, but he seems to be a unity ticket. Julie Bishop, of course, had put her hand up and the Prime Minister said, no, no, no. There have been other names.
I don't think Julie Bishop is keen on that job at all.
Oh, well, the reports say that she was, but that's not my mail. This is the unity ticket. I think Labor would be in favour, the Coalition would be in favour. But the Prime Minister was asked about it this morning and said they're making a decision in due course. The current Governor-General is set to retire in March. Labor have asked for him to be extended till May, so if there is a change of government, then they can pick their own candidate.
And guess what? This Prime Minister said no.
Yeah, surprise, surprise.
Alice, thank you very much.
Thanks, Ren.
Alice Workman, political editor for BuzzFeed News. You're listening to RM Breakfast. It's 8 minutes to 8.